AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Stocks jumped as soon as Wall Street opened this morning.
Certainly feels pretty good after the last several days.
Moody's Analytics Chief Economist Mark Zandi watching with the rest of us as the Dow rose hundreds of points in the opening moments. Our Warren Levinson is in New York.
After dropping 1,600 Dow points in four trading days, stock prices sprang back at the opening. The blue chip index gained about 2.5%, nearly 400 points in the first 10 minutes of trading. Wall Street's strong opening followed rebounds in European markets the day after all the major indices here reached correction territory, that is, a 10% drop from the highs achieved in May. Just before the market opened, China announced an interest rate cut in a bid to stimulate its flagging economy. Slowdown in Chinese growth has been a major driver in this month's decline. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Dow is up 281 points at the moment. China's main stock index fell today 7.6%. The French must decide today how to charge the gunman who was overpowered on that train to Paris. Under French law, authorities have only hours left to bring charges against him. Our Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
President Francois Hollande says France remains exposed to violent extremism, and the latest aggression, last Friday's thwarted attack on a high-speed train, is, he says, new proof that we should prepare ourselves for other assaults. The incident has highlighted growing difficulties in protecting public spaces from individual attackers.
A juror who voted to execute Boston bomber Johar Tsarnaev says he probably would not have voted that way had he known that the parents of the youngest victim, 8-year-old Martin Richard, opposed the death penalty. Home prices are up 5% over last year, according to the Case-Shiller Index, and rents are up too, 4.2% more than last year at this time, says Zillow. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has said in the past that his former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, would be an excellent president. But where does that leave Vice President Joe Biden, who's thinking about running himself? White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
The president has indicated his view that the decision that he made 7 years ago now to add Joe Biden to the ticket as his running mate was the smartest decision that he had ever made in politics.
He raised the prospect that the president may endorse a candidate in the Democratic primary, though others close to the president say he probably would not do that if Clinton and Biden were locked in a close contest. Republican Rick Perry's struggling campaign has announced it's now again paying some staffers who lost their salaries earlier this month as fundraising slowed down. The staffers were in the early voting states of Iowa, South Carolina, and New Hampshire. Perry is scheduled to be in South Carolina on Thursday. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.